Now the news. I'm Do Hongyu. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Mexican counterpart Andrés Manuel López Obrador have exchanged congratulatory messages to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the two countries' diplomatic relations. Xi Jinping says he attaches great importance to the development of China-Mexico relations and stands ready to work with López Obrador to deepen cooperation and enrich the all-round strategic partnership between the two countries. The Mexican president has held bilateral cooperation in various fields, especially in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has stressed increasing support for agricultural production to ensure that annual grain output continues to exceed 650 billion kilograms this year. He made the remarks in an instruction to a national work conference on spring agricultural production held on Sunday in East China's Shandong province. He says efforts should be made to ramp up support for agricultural production, guarantee agricultural supplies, keep the prices of agricultural supplies stable, and ensure the spring farming gets off to a good start. The Netherlands, led by three-time Olympic gold medalist Susanne Schulting, claimed gold in the women's 3,000-meters relay with an Olympic record time of just over 4 minutes and 3.4 seconds at the Beijing Winter Olympics on Sunday. South Korea took the silver and the bronze went to China. Chinese skeleton athlete Yan Wengang says he could have done a better job in the men's competition at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Debutant Yan Wengang took bronze in the men's event, the first Olympic medal in any sliding sports for China. But the 24-year-old says he could have avoided some minor mistakes during his four runs at the National Sliding Center. Feng Yilei has more.
The young Chinese skeleton team has made history at the Olympics. Yan Wengang collected China's first Olympic sliding medal. He says it was a fighting spirit that won him a place among strong rivals.
I was in a passive situation, but I did my best to withstand the pressure in the last round and finally won a bronze medal. I think this is also training for me, making me realize that I need to go beyond the limits, psychologically and spiritually, to stay in a stable condition.
The medal winner says it is not simply a home advantage that led to China's rapid progress on the track. Instead, the team's head coach says it requires top-class athletes, high-level equipment, and continuous efforts on ice.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Joe Biden have held a telephone conversation to discuss the security situation around Ukraine. An official statement says Zelensky and Biden have exchanged information and discussed ways of de-escalation. The parties also discussed the issue of increasing Ukraine's financial and energy stability amid the crisis. Zelensky has invited Biden to visit Ukraine, saying that such visit is crucial to stabilizing the situation. A new report shows three Chinese smartphone brands are among the top five global smartphone brands in terms of shipments last year. The report by market research firm Canalys says Xiaomi grabbed the third spot, with its shipments in 2021 surging 28% year-on-year to 191 million units. It's followed by Oppo and Vivo. Samsung topped the list with shipments of nearly 275 million smartphones last year, while Apple came in second with 230 million units. Saudi Arabia's flag carrier Saudi Airlines has signed a deal with China's Huawei on digital transformation. The deal signed with Huawei Tech Investment Saudi Arabia allows the Saudi flag carrier to become part of Huawei's holistic ecosystem for users in the Middle East and Africa and beyond. It's America's annual biggest sporting event, the Super Bowl. And despite COVID and record high temperatures, it's going to be a full house in the stadium in Los Angeles. NSTSN has more.
As the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams take the field at SoFi Stadium on Sunday, millions of Americans will tune in for the most watched sporting event in the country. And there's a number of reasons that make this year's event a little different. Southern California is under a heat warning, and officials predict this could be the hottest temperature for a Super Bowl game in the history of NFL. And the coronavirus pandemic will also make this a unique experience for fans coming to the stadium for the game. Unlike last year's event, this year the venue will be at full capacity, but all spectators will have to show a proof of vaccination or a negative test result for COVID-19 to enter.
And that's the news. I'm Do Hongyu.